With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Do that. Okay.
What's the what happened?
I was playing that on the same mechanism that I used to record us.
Oh.
So that later we can put this very piece of audio up on the website or online and people can hear it. And
oh, I do feel you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Who are we looking at? Who's going to have a big night tonight, by the way?
But for the Magic?
Yeah. Man, let's chop it up.
Okay, let's chop it up. Talking some ball. Paolo, the last game, had 39 points, which is...
Oh, damn.
I know.
Double, triple? Or nah? Cuh?
It's a triple-double.
Okay, that's what I meant. You know.
But no, he did not have a triple-double. He had like 39 points and a bunch of rebounds. You don't care.
Yes, I do. Why would I ask if I didn't care? Dude, I mean, you're hype. You're wearing the jersey. You made plans to go watch it somewhere. I wanna be able to vibe with you about it.
Oh, damn! The shooting victim of the Martin Luther King Boulevard shooting has been identified as Hood Fishing.
That's his name?
He's on Instagram as an influencer.
Wait, is that different one compared to the one we talked about earlier in Nebraska?
Different shooting. This is in down in Fort Myers. The victim of the Martin Luther King Boulevard shooting has been identified as a local social media influencer by the name of Hood Fishing.
Don't try to change the subject. What's up with Donovan Mitchell? I was watching. I was like, dude, he's like a team high 28 points.
Right. Yeah. The Spider. The Spider carries that team.
Yeah. And I mean, Evan Mobley, dude, that double double, 14 points, dude. Like,
it wasn't just that, John. Yeah. It was the game saving block on Franz Wagner that prevented the Magic from tying it up or going ahead late.
That was my favorite part.
So, what do you see happening tonight?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard not to point out the fact that the Cavs are kind of decimated with injuries. I mean, Jared Allen's out with a rib. Craig Porter.
Oh, is he out again tonight?
Yeah, Craig Porter with an ankle. Dean Wade, no relation to Dwayne, with the knee. So it's like, if we can take advantage and kind of hit him in those spots, you know, where they're hurting, I think we got this.
We.
Oh,
everybody in. The Magic are 3.5-point favorites.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I would say they probably played their best basketball at home.
The Magic?
Yeah.
Oh, by all means.
Yeah, you know, and they
won. Games 3 and 4 handily.
I mean, I don't even know if you know, they won each of their last 6 games at home, including both home games in the series. So it's like.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, when the Cavs were just 22 and 21 on the road, it's like, man, you know, that ain't going to do it.
Wish that we could have sincere conversations about ball.
Well, let's not sincere about this.
You're getting all of these facts from a computer
in front of you. No, I'm not even looking at a computer at all. I've got an ice cream story in front of me.
Jared Allen, by the way, is playing tonight. He was out last game, but I believe he's back tonight.
Are you sure?
I mean, he's listening on the Hard Rock app.
Well, maybe it hasn't updated yet.
Maybe. Paolo's over-under on points is 24.5. That's high. You think he goes over his average?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're a real son of a.
But guy. I mean, what's up with Gary though?
What Gary Harris?
Yeah, I mean he's got that hammy.
He does. He's a scrub though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, still he's a locker room guy. He brings the vibes. I mean, what? Why are you laughing?
Just do me today's okay, not okay.
Yeah. We touched on this.
He's a locker room.
He is, man. We touched on this yesterday during the joints, but it's such a bizarre story. We thought it worthy of today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. An employee at a Minnesota ice cream shop has been fired for receiving a generous tip from a customer that because the owner of the ice cream shop thought this person possibly had dementia for no reason, they said, you can't accept this tip. Emily Swenson was working a shift at the Moorhead. I don't think I recognize how great that was. Moorhead.
Moorhead.
Freeze. When a customer.
Moorhead freeze. It's like brain freeze, except different. It's like brain freeze while you're getting brain.
Moorhead freeze. Or it's like if you were being held up by somebody with a gun and they were like.
Moorhead freeze.
You want out of here? There's two things you got to do. Moorhead freeze.
Not in that order.
Yeah. Freeze. Moorhead. When a customer. when a customer came in and tried to leave her a $100 tip after Emily insisted that the tip was too generous, that she could not accept it, the customer put the bill in the tip jar and drove away. Days later, Emily received a written warning from her boss. Here's where it gets a little convoluted. Mm. Her parents shared the note on social media.
Okay.
Which from their, and this cannot be denied either. They did have a joint Facebook account, the parents. I think that you know, if I was a lawyer,
I'd bring that up.
Yeah, that shows shows something wrong. Mm-hmm. It read, "Emily needs to understand that some of our customers are elderly and could be dealing with dementia or other illnesses that make it hard for them to understand their actions. No one in their right frame of mind tips $100 at a place where every menu item is under $12. Shortly after that, she was fired. Is it okay or not okay to fire someone because they took a $100 tip under the guise that the person who gave it to them must have been insane or had some sort of mental issue going on?"
Didn't you say there's an update?
The update is they're just clapping back and saying, pretty much throwing shade at the family, saying, "We're not going into details. However, we believe that if parents are posting for an adult child, they haven't asked the right questions of their adult daughter."
Oh, damn. It is kind of true. Like, adult parents posting from a joint Facebook account to simp for their daughter.
Yeah, but depending on, you know, people defend their kids.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, can see our parents doing that.
I mean, the laundries, you know, they covered up a murder for their son. Yeah. I mean, and these people just wanted to make sure that the daughter got a $100 tip.
So is it okay or not okay to fire someone for accepting a gratuity that's too large?
I just find it like, to me, it's a weird place to go. Like to automatically be like, "We serve elderly people. This person must have not been sane."
Yeah.
And you're taking money from someone with dementia if you take the tip. Like, that just feels like a weird place to go with it. We hear of people getting big tips all of the time, and I've never heard of any manager or anything saying, "Well, can we go and double check that this person is sane before we let you accept it?"
Have you ever seen a manager have to get, like, backup on a gratuity, like a gratuity so big where they're like, "All right, we're going to make you sign this document that you..."
No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, that's like calling the pit boss at the casino.
Well, yeah, and I think they do it at strip clubs. Like, if you go to leave a large gratuity, I think they're like, you have to sign this to confirm that you're indeed of your sound mind.
Really? I've never seen that.
727-579-1025. Drew Grabo live with John Senning. Who are you?
Hey, it's Jake. How you doing, Drew?
What up, Jake?
Hey, have you ever tried to tell a senile or like a dementia elderly person no?
Have I? No.
No.
Oh, dude, it's rough. I grew up in a care home. My mom had a care home, and she had like 7 or 8 elderly people in there at a time. They don't take no for an answer. So if I was that young lady and I got tipped $100, I'm sure she said this is too generous, and that guy did not back down and made her take it.
That's the thing, is that at some point, is it not still free will? I mean, we have to assume a lot about this person. They got there somehow. They got there, and clearly, if it was an issue, didn't have a caretaker keeping track of the money that they were giving to the Moorhead Freeze lady. So I just feel like if an adult human being wants to give somebody a $100 tip, I don't think it's on the owner of any establishment to go and try and figure out what's wrong with them mentally that made them give that tip.
True.
If an adult human being is willing and able to go to a restaurant and pay their bill and tip what they want, don't argue with the tip. Who are we to say that they tip too much?
Yeah, it's a good point. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and your obligation as a tipped employee is simply to go, "This seems like a large amount. Are you sure you meant to leave that for me?" And then if they say yes, what do? Like, harangue them until they don't tip you that much money?
Dude, what do you think of this idea?
Go ahead.
Let's call the Moorhead Freeze.
As an old person.
Are you in?
No.
Come on. What if we just called and asked? We wanted to know what really happened.
All right. Is it more with two O's?
And I have the number. Oh. You want me to just send you the number?
Yeah.
In a Twitter DM?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not really going to call, are you?
Yeah. I got the number right here.
Okay, good. We'll play it cool. We'll play it like...
Oh, cool. Like Freeze.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, yeah, we're here for Moorhead. Freeze.
What if that's how they answer the phone?
Moorhead, freeze.
I'm freezing.
What are you? Okay.
I just.
straightforward journalist.
Yes. Minnesota, right?
Yeah, North Dakota.
North Dakota. It says Moorhead,
I know,
Minnesota.
I lied.
Oh.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Okay.
Damn it. They got soft.
Hi, we're busy getting Moorhead right
get
now.
Get it soft. Like soft.
Okay, I get
that's
it.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, good try.
Yeah. The trail's going
live.
Cold.
Sorry to cold call you there, Moorhead Freeze. Hello? Hello, Drew Grubb Alive with John Senning. Who
Hello?
Are you?
Hey, Sean Olton. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, so listen. I had
listen.
A very similar to this. So I was working bartending at a Japanese place, and I had a couple that was regulars of mine, and they had already ran up a bill and tipped me 30% on it. And they had heard that the management there was kind of a little bit peculiar with people's tips sometimes. The lady felt obligated. She said, if you pour me another drink and I wrote you a $1,000 gratuity right now, would you take it? And I said, sure, why not? Ultimately, the management checked in with her several times, but they held that money for 5 days till the bank cleared it and wrote me a check a week later. I wasn't allowed to take that gratuity till then.
That I understand. Like, a gratuity of that amount to put a freeze on it, that's fine. But, like, to deny someone that and then fire them, not fine, right?
It's not. It's not. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you. I was thinking about joining you tonight at the Top Shelf.
Okay.
Did you verify that they're going to have the magic on the TV?
Yes.
Did you just call and ask? Like, do you have a TV reserved?
I don't have a TV reserved, but I did call and ask them to make sure why.
I might call. I'll probably give them a call during the next break.
To make sure they're playing the magic game?
No. To see if they got the Tigers-Yanks on one of the TVs. Big game tonight.
That's weird because when I was walking through the hallways during the last break, I heard you say that Olivero had tickets to the Rays game tonight.
Yeah, I got the email. I mean, I didn't respond to it, but he did send it.
Drew, I'm live with John Setting. Who are you?
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's up? Hey, Bill.
Billy.
From Vision.
Oh, Bill, hey. I was in the house today, man. I was in the house today again.
Oh, he knows.
And they had to call for a manager, and I thought for sure it was going to be you because I left this part out, Drew.
Yeah.
You want to know why they had to get a manager?
Why?
I used two coupons.
Why?
Oh, geez.
I used two coupons, Bill. It was a whole...
Would you use the $5 off one they give you?
One. They won't let you double dip.
Well,
so, he knows now.
I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I use both.
Well, okay.
Dude, hey, I had the $10 off. I had the $10 off in store, and then I stacked it on the backside Willie with an $8 off birdseed coupon that I had. So,
oh, damn, you got $18 off birdseed?
I got – by the time it was all said and done, she told me I saved $27.
Jesus, they paid you to take that birdseed.
Yeah.
Yeah, you owe me some money. But anyway. Referring back to yesterday, just for a brief moment, you guys were talking about the Palestinian, actions that's going on.
Yeah.
And you're asking about why they're wearing COVID masks. Mm-hmm. It's for facial recognition because the cameras, when they see their face, they can't recognize who they are. That's why they're wearing the mask.
And these people could probably be canceled in some form or fashion or lose potential jobs or be on a list somewhere.
Whichever, or could be, they could have warrants for the arrest because if you look at 90% of them, they are not people that are attending the school.
That's true.
Bill, if I may, since we got you on the line, this is Bill from Vision Ace. Bill, what's the relationship between Ace and Frosty Top root beer? Because Ace seems to be the only place that sells Frosty Top. Have they been in bed with Ace for many years?
Great question. No, but we have a clientele that wants it, so we make sure we have it.
Dude, I love that Frosty Top. Always a treat.
Well,
we're speaking
if you
with
ever want it, because I can order you cases of it whenever you want.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, that's
cool. We're speaking with Bill from Vision Ace Hardware. Bill, why is Ace the only place where I can find Big Green Egg accoutrements and accessories? Do you have an exclusive deal with them?
No, that is exclusive through Ace stores, basically, unless you're a franchise outside. So the Ace Hardwares have or sell Green Egg. And unless you're a distributor for that, that's where you are because they're very price exclusive and where they are.
Ah.
But
Yeah, that's what that is.
I got it.
For the big green egg.
Yeah. I got it. Oh, we're speaking with Bill from Vision Ace Hardware, where John does his shopping. John, what do you have for Bill?
Yes, you know, as I know, Ace is the place with the helpful hardware store. Got to ask you, Bill, who decides what seasonings and sauces you carry in the seasoning and sauce section? Because I think it's a hell of a selection. Is that cultivated by you, or is there an outside, entity that decides what seasonings are stocked inside the Vision Ace?
Great question.
Well, that's a good question, but basically it is because of my store manager, Chris, who looks at the seasonings, that the most turns and what people like. Oh. And we get requests for people, so we bring it in for them because we try to be the neighborhood store, and if the customer says, I buy this all the time, we try to bring it in for them.
Got you.
So we research and bring it in. Love so it. We have it. We're not like, a big chain store. That's the whole idea.
Yeah, that's why,
right.
I love it.
Yeah. Two more questions, Bill. A two-parter, if you will. We're speaking with Bill from Vision Ace Hardware. Number one, any truth to the rumor that instead of Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, the initial slogan was, you're going to love it in the Ace?
Yeah, you will. It's always great there.
It is. All right. Sorry. Can I? I don't want to cut you off.
I had a two-parter.
Okay. Well, I might beat you to the punch on this one. Bill, if we may, we had a caller earlier. I think it was a caller. We had a caller. I'm sorry, Drew. I'm sorry really to do this, but you only get one chance. Any truth to the urban legend that there are pygmy rattlesnakes living in the garden center? Do you have snakes that sometimes find their way into the garden center, or is that a bold-faced lie?
I have never had any whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. None whatsoever.
All right. Two final questions for you, Bill. Bill from Vision Ace Hardware here that we're interviewing on the line with us right now. Any truth to the rejected slogan when it comes to the paint department? We've got caulk in the Ace.
Yes, sir. All we right. do.
Good.
Aisle 16.
Good.
Okay. We got
aisle 16 for the caulk.
Okay.
And finally,
wow, man.
Just my final question, John.
I got a couple still.
Okay. Well, did you know that Ace and their slogan, Ace is the place for the helpful hardware, is shouted out in a hip hop song from 1991 featuring a friend of the show and my personal friend, MC Search, and third bass from the song Ace in the Hole? I'll play a little snippet for you if you're unfamiliar. Bear with me. Off the Derelicts of Dialect album, John, the first lyric.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
Oh my gosh, I thought this was a joke. That's real.
No.
Bill, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, can I ask one last serious question?
Well, his publicist says that he's got to go.
Just one last. Bill, and this may be above your head, but I was in the place, Ace, today, and one of the things I needed to get was string for my weed whacker. Do different weed whackers take different width string?
Yes.
Damn it.
It's brand. A lot of them are brand specific.
Got it.
Okay.
No further questions. Yeah. We know you got a lot of other radio interviews to do, Bill. We appreciate the time very much.
No, I really don't, guys.
We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for making time, buddy.
Yep.
Thank you.
I would say my favorite unrecognized thing that we do is when we turn a regular caller into a fake interview.
And the thing is that, like, it's so real. It's real to us, damn it.
Right. Like, if you watch Unbone TV, you see it, but the rest of 99% of our audience doesn't see that John and I do the same hand signals that we do during a regular interview. Like, you reset, I got a question.
I actually learned a lot. I was pretty good. And the third bass drop. I mean, I honestly thought you were going to play a beat and then you were going to rap an Ace lyric.
No. They off the Ace in the Hole song, Ace is the place for the helpful hardware.
I wonder if they got the copyright cleared on that.
Oh, I probably just cost MC Search some money.
Damn.
You know, MC Hammer almost had him killed.
Yeah. Trust me, I heard.
Give Dick a Rest is next. 727-579-1025. You better call with some funny Give Dick a Rest calls. We've given you a lot of material this week. And
2 weeks.
I'll tell you what legendary, in my opinion, the first monumentally successful black rock album released today in history. And I'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live with John Senning. Achieva Credit Union can help you if your identity gets hacked. Listen, there are hackers out there and fraudulent behavior types who wake up in the morning trying to devise ways to separate you from your money. They did it to me. And I think I'm smarter than most hackers. Turns out I was wrong. Turns out I'm vulnerable, just like you might be. Probably even more vulnerable. emotionally and financially. And this guy got a hold of my info and compromised my account. And I thought, all my money is gone. Woe is me. Woe is me. Until Achieva Credit Union stepped in and reminded me, hey, you bank with a credit union. Of course we're going to take care of you. Not because you're Drew R. Garabo on the radio, but because you are Drew R. Garabo, Achieva Credit Union member. They'll look out for you as well. Find out how and join Achieva Credit Union by going to AchievaCU.com. AchievaCU.com.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/build. That's Chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.